Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Protesters that impede traffic. Is there a problem here? I think that we'll probably have a difference of opinion here this segment. I don't have an issue with protesters impeding traffic. And I say that because that's a part of protesting. Now, I'm not going to sit here and act as though that if I'm in my vehicle and I get caught up in a protest, that I wouldn't feel annoyed or a little bit agitated or inconvenienced at the traffic or being caught up in it. But this is the United States of America, a country well grounded in protest. And as frustrating as it can be, man, it's a part of who we are. It's a part of who we are. And it was, I thought this was interesting because Chris had sent me a video earlier this morning of some protesters, and this is protesting the war over in Gaza. And when we talk about Israel and Palestine and all that, like, everybody is looking at this, and I think that most people have an opinion, whether they're siding with Israel or siding with the Palestinians or just looking at it and saying, I just want this to end for everybody involved. That's kind of where I'm at, right? Like, it bugs me to see so many innocent people losing their lives. And we're seeing, you know, even day by day, even more horrible images that are coming out of innocent civilians that are just being gunned down for no apparent reason at all by the Israeli army. Like, that's another thing. But people are protesting all over. And we're talking about specifically here in America, we're seeing a lot of protest. But when we talk about stopping traffic in the city that you reside in and you getting swept up in it, is there a big problem? I would love some reaction, 651-461-9226. Before we get to Chris, let's play this audio from the video that we were watching earlier. And just to put it into context, there's a gentleman that is, he is in the midst of the protesters and the traffic. He has his Jeep, and he's trying to get through. And I would give him credit. He's trying to say, hey, move, move, move. I need to get out of here. I give him that. Protesters are doing what they do. They're protesting and they're standing their ground, okay? He comes out of his vehicle. He starts pushing and moving people away. Get away from my vehicle. If you don't get away, you're going to get ran over. So he's kind of like, you know, at that particular point, he's letting people know, I'll run you over. And so then people are kind of like, all right, let's kind of get out of this guy's way because he's taking it too far. And then because I think he needed to go pick up his daughter or something like that or whatever. So let's just go ahead and play it so you guys can hear it, and then we'll let Chris respond.
You're disrupting traffic, idiots. You can't do that. That's against the law.
He's saying, get away from my vehicle. I'm going to start punching people. He's pushing people.
Get away from my car. Bro, get away from my car. I have a daughter in Brooklyn.
people are saying move over, move over. And now he's starting to get ready to drive off. All right, so we can cut it there because it's a little bit distorted. But you guys get the point, is that this guy got irate. He's pushing people. He's saying, you know, I'm gonna drive through you. And there's a couple of people that are chiming in saying, you know, run them over or whatever. All right, so is it unfortunate that he got caught up in that? Absolutely. No question about it. No question about it. Do I think that he should not have been putting his hands on people? Absolutely. That's the problem. Like, I'm serious. If he had put his hands on me like that, there would have been a problem. Like, I'm not sure that the car would have got out of there because I think that me and maybe people with me would have had an issue with that. But, look, I get it. I understand that this is not – I don't think that everybody agrees about what's the perfect way, but that's why protests are effective. Your thoughts, Chris?
Sometimes they're effective, sometimes they're not. I am all for protesting. I believe in what protest should represent, and I believe in getting your voice out there. However, you do not have the right to prevent somebody, an innocent third party, not associated with anything. You don't have the right to prevent them from living their life. You don't have the right to prevent them from this man to going to see his daughter, to get his daughter for mm-hmm. whatever reason. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. To me, if you are protesting and you are impeding my ability to get from one place to another, I'm more than likely not going to support your cause, even if I believe it.
Yep.
If I'm like, man, I believe in what you're doing, but if you're going to stop me in my car from getting to where I need to be, why do I have to be the collateral damage of your protest? Like, you're not doing anything constructive by impeding those innocent people that just are living their life.
A couple things, though. Who determines how the protests go? Number one, that's determined by the protesters, not by the people that get swept up in the protesters. Number two, why would your view of what they're protesting be altered because of you being inconvenienced? Why should that matter?
Hold on.
The protest is about civilians getting killed overseas. Why would your view on it be any less? I mean, it sucks that you get caught up in it, but why would the view be any less, though? I don't get that.
Because what you're doing when you're out there, you are so wrapped up in yourself and your cause and your emotions.
So what?
That you are not taking into effect the other people that are not connected to it.
So what?
That's a problem.
But that's not the problem.
That is a problem.
If Martin Luther King was walking down the street and protesting the way that he did in the 50s and the 60s, would that mean any less that we view the civil rights movement? No, it would not. You would support it all the same. My view doesn't change based on me being inconvenienced.
When you are...
Even though it sucks for me.
Right, but it's like, how do you want to continue to keep me on your side? I mean, let me put it this way. Let me back up a little bit. It wouldn't make me not support the cause. It would just make me not support those people that are leading the protest.
It would just make me irritated. That's what it would make me. It wouldn't make me any less supportive of the cause because the cause is the cause.
Right. It's not the cause.
That's separate.
It's the individuals that are causing the inconvenience.
So we agree on that.
Yes. Yes. It's the individuals. I probably should have reworded that. But at the end of the day, I'm not going to sit here and be like, well, golly gee whiz, I can't go. I mean, what if it's an emergency? What if you legitimately have to get someplace and you're stuck?
I'm going to tell you this right now. 651-461-9226. Love to get some reaction on this because I totally get it. I totally get it. I understand that it's an inconvenience for everybody. And I am not somebody that full-fledged is looking and saying, yeah, this is great for everybody. No, protest means it's not going to be great for everybody. That's what protest is. If you look at the Cambridge Dictionary and you look at protest, a strong complaint expressing disagreement, disapproval, opposition, occasion when people showed that they disagree with something by standing somewhere, shouting, carrying signs. We understand what protests are. I'll say this, and then we'll take a quick break. We'll look at the text line. We'll also take some phone calls because people are starting to call now. I'll say this. I guarantee you this, and this is just me. I think if Chris Tubbs is driving his truck or his vehicle, whatever, and it's Martin Luther King standing there with the sign, you would have turned around. You wouldn't have got out and put your hands on Martin Luther King and pushed him to the ground and went driving through. 651-461-9226. We'll take your phone calls next. All right, great topic, great conversation here. Talking about the angle here with protests, and we're taking your reaction at 651-461-9226. And I think that we all agree that impeding traffic, protesting, frustrating, beyond frustrating. But I understand what protest is. There's going to be people that will be inconvenienced. That's why protests are effective. From the 612, the only thing protests like that do is effectively tick me off. It's effective then. It not only did it get your attention, but it ticked you off.
That's not all good, though. It's not all good.
If we understand what the concept of protest are.
No, but we understand what the objective of making people upset is.
I don't think that the objective is to, A, tick everybody off. It's to let people know about your cause. And if in the process of that, people get agitated by it, I think that a lot of people look and say it's effective. This one from the 763, and then we'll get to phone calls here. I'm with Chris on this one. I will be less inclined to support the cause of the protesters if they were impeding me and where I needed to go. I just flat out disagree with that. Like, I understand, because I would be I'd be irritated and frustrated too if I was inconvenienced and I had to alter my route. I had to back up, or I had to do whatever I couldn't get through. It wouldn't change my thought on the actual what the stance is. There's just that I don't understand how that works. I don't understand the mechanics of that.
It's being selfish, though. It's being completely selfish.
We can view that as being selfish, but okay. I would not view somebody that's losing their lives over in another part of the world any differently because somebody in downtown Minneapolis ticked me off because of a protest. All right, let's get to some phone calls here. I love this conversation. Let's go to Phil in Minneapolis. How you doing, Phil?
Hey, Lake. Thanks for taking my call. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, man. Thanks so much for the phone call, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. No, I just wanted to chime in. You know, I'm a white male. I obviously have a lot of privilege in my life that I have to definitely acknowledge and look at. And initially, I remember when George Floyd was murdered in 2020, I was really upset, similar reaction about being inconvenienced by protests and inconvenienced by traffic being stopped on the highway. And somebody actually put it in really good perspective for me at one point. They asked me, they said, well, are you more upset about being inconvenienced by going driving where you need to go? Or are you more upset about the fact that a black man was murdered by the police? And I remember I just froze and stopped and said, wow, that's a really good question. Am I more upset about perhaps innocent people in the Middle East being murdered and killed? Or am I more upset about the destination that I have to go to? And I think when events like this happen, it's a really good opportunity for us, especially people of privilege like myself, to be able to reflect back and say, wow, what am I truly upset about? And what more can I learn from the situation?
Yep. Hey, thanks for the phone call. I appreciate the phone call. And that's my same. I think at the end of the day, when we start talking about protests, part of protests is about us as individuals understanding what the protests represent, what it's about, what the topic is. And in our minds, when you understand the context and the meaning behind why they're protesting, things become that much more clear, whether we like it or not. I remember almost coming to work late one day. And I think that I might, I don't know if I called Chris or not. And I'm like, hey, man, there's some protest going on here. It was right around the government center, and it was reaching all the way down on Washington.
You had to turn around and go home and do the show because you could not make it to the studio.
Yes, I couldn't make it to the studio.
That's right. And I had to, and I mean, it took me a long time.
Yes, and I had to go home. And you know what happened? I did the damn show at home.
Yeah.
I did the damn show at home. Now, I'm not saying that I loved that I couldn't get to where I needed to be, but that's life. I ended up having to go. I'm glad you brought that up. I went home to do the show because I couldn't get to the station. Let's go to Todd and Ramsey. What's up, Todd?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
I think the nature of a protest itself is to inconvenience people. And if it doesn't inconvenience, if the grievance doesn't inconvenience them, then it's just a letter to the editor, and you can avoid it. Protest is meant to get in your face. It's meant to make you think about it.
Yep. That's what it is. And that's why I said before we went to break, if that was Martin Luther King standing right there in the street, or it was Gandhi standing right there in the street, that gentleman would not have put his hands on neither one of those gentlemen. If that was Mother Teresa standing in the street, they would have turned that damn vehicle around. The same way that I couldn't come to the station and I had to go home and do a show. That's part of what protests are in this country. And we just have to recognize that. It doesn't mean that we have to love it. It doesn't mean that we have to like it. It means that we might hate it. But we have to accept it. This is America. And we live in a democracy. Thanks to the phone. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks to the phone call from Todd and Ramsey. Let's get to one more phone call here from Nick in Stillwater. How you doing, Nick?
Hey, I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing awesome, my man.
Awesome. You can hear me good?
Yeah. Yes, sir. I got you.
Awesome. Perfect. I got a little bit of a different opinion on this. And frankly, so everyone's got the right to protest, obviously. It's built into the Constitution. And, anyways, my only thought with this, and I just want to pitch this kind of a different idea or take on this. My thought is not everybody has the ability to work from home or ability to have jobs that are flexible with the hours and stuff like that. It kind of takes my mind a different direction when I consider maybe a single mother or, lower income people that they have these jobs that they don't have any flexibility with these hours and stuff. And if they call their boss, tell them that they're going to be late, well, I mean, you can only imagine what these kinds of bosses would, how these bosses would feel about that. There's kind of a lack of humanity in that part of it, but that's a different discussion.
I'm trying to figure out what you're saying. Are you saying that if somebody was not able to get to work because of a protest was holding them up, that'd be a problem?
Yes, and Brent, I understand again the whole point of the protest and stuff like that.
Yeah.
My only thing is I want to consider the fact that, I mean, not everybody has that issue where they have these jobs that don't understand that if they come in late or they come in sick that they'll get fired or something like that. But I also considered in my aspect, like I go to night classes for my particular job, my career choice. And if I don't make those classes, that affects my attendance. And that ultimately affects my career in that view. So I understand, again, the causes that these protests, they're protesting for or against. But
I don't think that what you're talking about though necessarily deals with the merits of protest. Like if you're talking about somebody is swept up, somebody's riding a bus. For instance, we'll just use this as a hypothetical, and they can't get to work on time, and that person's from whatever their income is, low, middle, high, upper class. I would hope to think that their boss or the people that they work for understand the uniqueness of that situation. Now, with that being said, would it suck?
We don't know that, though.
Huh?
We don't know that, though.
No, I don't know
every
that.
Every job.
I don't know that, though. I don't know that. I'm not saying that every single individual or boss will be understanding of that. But let me say this. Yep. You think that going into what protest is about and what protest in the history of protest is grounded in this country, that's supposed to be in the minds of people protesting?
So I guess I'm not understanding, because
what I'm saying is that protesters are not supposed to take that into account. My feelings don't matter. Your feelings about how you get to work, it doesn't matter in that moment, whether you or I like it or not. That's just part of it. And to use Chris's words, we are collateral damage in that part of it. That's just the reality of protest.
I know that. And my argument is that it should matter, but you know, evidently the one person's views on that, and this is the beautiful thing about the country, is one person's views.
But you know who it, but this is the thing. You know who it should matter to? It should matter to your employer. Your employer, it should matter to them.
Yeah. It's a different discussion, you know, that the humanity aspect that these people, some of these people have, they lack in that. And I agree with you on that. So,
all right. Thanks for the phone call. I appreciate it. I mean, I loved all three phone calls, Nick and Stillwater. Look, we talk about empathy and we talk about sympathizing with people and all this stuff. But all of a sudden now we've got massive problems with the context of protests in the United States of America. I fundamentally just disagree with that.
I understand where Nick and Stillwater's coming from, because there are.
I do too.
There are people that, no matter if you can't get your job, it doesn't matter the reason that you can't make it. The end result is you are not where you should be.
That's a bunch of crap. It does matter. No one can look me in the face and tell me that if I'm riding a bus from Maple Grove Transit to downtown Minneapolis and I can't get to work on time because there's a Palestinian protest, my boss, it shouldn't matter. That's a bunch of crap.
But there are a lot of bosses out there.
And there are a bunch of tools out there.
Yeah.
That's a bunch of crap. If anybody that's supposed to be a leader and they're a boss at a job that would not take that into account, I'm sorry. That's problematic.
Yeah. Here's a text here. I want to read this from the CCO Talking text line. And this is kind of one of the examples of why I feel like there needs to be thought put into it to allow people to do what they need to do. I'm a blood courier. I deliver blood to area hospitals. My deliveries are on an emergency basis. What if you or your loved ones were on that operating table and I got trapped in the protest? You think the patient or family should be okay that patient died because they didn't get that attention? I'm not delivering something like food.
I don't disagree with that person. I don't. And I would want that person to get through. The same way the man in the video got through, and they allowed him to get through, and they didn't keep him there.
But there are people that are protesting, like I said, they're not going to take anybody's consideration. It doesn't matter if you're a courier with blood and you're looking to get someplace to save somebody's life. It doesn't matter.
Let me ask you this.
Doesn't matter.
How many instances have we seen that happen? I guess we'd have to do a Google
search to find that out.
I don't know. That's a wild hypothetical that's pulling on emotional strings. I've never heard of that scenario.
Right, though. But just because we haven't heard of it doesn't mean something like that doesn't exist.
I agree with you. And I would hate that. 651-461-9226. If you want to weigh in, continue to hit us up on the text line. But coming up next, are you upset that this isn't a typical winner? I could see your point, even though I'm not bothered by it at all. We get to that next year on The Lake Show. Oh, man, I love the conversation. I love the topic. I think that people are making points, really good points on both sides. I appreciate the phone call. 651-461-9226. From the 651, can pro-life protesters block traffic? You're saying the protest is a protest, period. They feel strongly about their cause. Absolutely, yes, they can. Like pro-life protesters don't block traffic? I've seen that with my own eyes in the Power and Light District in Kansas City. So yes, absolutely. This is not some sort of liberal versus conservative, whatever your stance. No.
It's across the board.
Come on now.
Across the board.
Let's go to Tom in St. Paul. How you doing, Tom? All right, Tom dropped. Let's take one final phone call from Ben in Oklahoma. What's up, Ben?
Hey, guys. Great conversation. I appreciate you taking my call.
Thanks so much.
Yes, sir. First, I wanted to remind you, because you had mentioned that democracy, unfortunately, incorrect, and this follows into the reason why I disagree on points that you make, and that we are a constitutional republic. Therefore, we have representatives that speak for us, and if we don't like what they say, we ask them to leave because we vote them out. Now, disrupting public or private property is not sufficient or proper. You take it to your assembly. You take your complaints to your representatives.
According to who?
Furthermore, according to our Constitution, based on what we represent, and we ask our representatives.
So hold on, wait. So do we see each and every day in the world today, do we see people protesting in City Hall, in town hall lectures, in churches? So you're anti-protest, right?
No, not at all. But you take it to the right locations. We don't take it to the streets. We don't do that. We don't take it to a...
No, we do take it to the streets.
Center. Right, and that's not right, because that's not working
in your mind. In your mind, it's not right.
Right. Nor is their white privilege. Nor is their black privilege. You have to be a human and understand that there is privilege just to be human and respect everybody.
Can I ask
There's
a question?
White privilege, as the other gentleman stated.
Can I ask a question? If you feel that when Martin Luther King was alive, you felt that the protests that he embarked on, those were not legitimate. Those were not good things.
No, the protest was right. The position where he protested, say a bridge or walking across the street and holding up public process, is not right.
Says who?
You take it to your says me because I said it.
No, but I say that you're wrong.
Why?
So who's right?
I don't know. You say I'm wrong. Why are you right?
But that's the point.
And why am I wrong?
You're trying to say that I'm wrong. I'm saying you're wrong just to say that you're wrong. Right? Like we have opposing views on this. The point. This is the bottom line. Me and you can disagree about what's acceptable for protests, but we both can agree on what protests are and what protests are aimed to do. Correct?
Protests are good, yes, but the right place.
That's not what I said. That's not what I said. What I said was, me and you can disagree on what is acceptable and where protests should be allowed and how it should be allowed. We can disagree on that because clearly we do. But what we won't disagree on is what protests are and what they are aimed to do. Correct?
Okay.
Do we agree on that?
Are we protesting now?
No, I'm asking you, do we agree on that?
I don't know if I agree with that completely,
okay.
No.
All right, thanks for the phone call from Ben in Oklahoma. I'm not sure that he understood what I was trying to say at the end. What I was trying to say is, fundamentally, me and him clearly disagreed about how you go about protests, right? The when, the where, and how you go about it. We disagreed on that. All right. And then I said, but on the other side, I think that there's no disagreement between us two on what protest is in terms of like what we view it as in society, the definition of it and what goes into it. That was a pretty simple. Yes, we agree on that.
Well, we disagree
on one and agree on the other.
Yeah, I think we all fundamentally agree in the right to protest and what protests are. And being able,
he was confused about that at the end.
And I mean, I think you know where Ben was coming from. In this is kind of ties into my if I'm in the minority, fine. I'm in the minority. I don't care. It's just a matter of where it is that you're doing it, but the what and the why, absolutely. It's the where is the issue that people may have.
To the person, maybe this person that just texted from the 510 came in late. So you're saying protesters don't have a legit reason to be agitated. That's the very first thing that I said, was that they have every reason to be agitated, to be ticked off, to be frustrated, because we've all been there.
No, I think that's generated. I think that's directed towards me. I think that last follow-up was in response to a text that I had. That's okay. Well, it's a good conversation.
I think this has been one of the best conversations that we had in a couple weeks.
Well, we might have another call.
All right, 6-5. Hey, we can continue to talk about this. Like, if people want to continue to text and people want to give their thoughts, because this is what's so fun about, and this is one of the reasons why I fell in love with radio, talk radio, sports radio, whatever, is that, man, you get to talk about not only, like, sports topics and debate who's the greatest of all time and who your favorite player is and who's this or who's that, whatever, but you're also talking about things that actually matter in the world. And to me, the back and forth and the opinions that you share,
yeah,
it makes for great conversation.
It really does.
And you don't have to agree on every single thing.
No.
You can disagree on the majority of things.
Absolutely. You know, if you disagree with somebody, that doesn't make you a bad person, doesn't make them a bad person. We can have this discourse, and we're passionate about it. And I think tonight, too, we saw the influence of the Good Neighbor, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, Bennett, Oklahoma, you know, Boomer Sooner. So that's great, man. I love it. I love, like, this. Yeah, this is fun because it's real, it's organic, and it's just something that popped.
Yeah, but let's also, real quickly here, we also have to, and this is, it's even dumb that I have to bring this up, but part of the reason why protests are effective and the reason why they will always be a part of American life and culture, and then we'll ride in Wisconsin, we'll get to you after this, we got to take a quick break. But you guys understand that when we talk about systems in this country, of the haves and the have-nots, and the people that are oppressed and the oppressor, the reason why you have protests are because things are happening, whether it's in your immediate community, in your immediate city or state or your country or somewhere in the world, where somebody's being oppressed. And it will always be about the people being oppressed speaking up for their damn lives. 651-461-9226. Final segment next. All right, final segment of the Lake Show. I know that we teased a winter topic. We'll get to that tomorrow. But we've got a lot of passion, a lot of people wanting to talk about the protesting angle here. And we have a very short time here in the show. So let me get to Rod in Wisconsin. Rod, we're short on time, but what you got to say?
Well, Henry, yeah, I sent some texts in before, and I don't know if you got them and read them, so I won't even bring those up. But, dictatorship breeds vigilantism. Kevin Rittenhouse from Illinois, he come up here, and the Trump that sleeps in the same bed as Donald Trump got him off. He killed two people. Was more than a protest. The police are professionals. Let them take care of it and pay them. And also, the metropolis I live by, Weyerhaeuser 282 in Wisconsin here, a few people I know, they said, well, Trump, they vote for him because he's a businessman. Well, then he should pay Eau Claire, Green Bay, Minneapolis, and there's 14 other, I think, cities. Clinton owns money, too, but he's supposed to be a good businessman.
All right, thanks for the phone call from Rod of Wisconsin. I'm not sure where we were going with that. I don't know how that tied into the protest angle.
I think he was talking about the Kyle Rittenhouse, the protest and, you know, what happened in Kenosha.
Yeah.
And then it went into Trump.
Where
people got killed, yeah, when he went across state lines. And that's a whole nother deal. That's a topic for another day.
Thank you, Steve. He says he loves the show. Hey, first off,
you know, Kyle Rittenhouse looks like a Bugle Boy now.
See, why are you taking shots at? Why?
Dude, Google Bugle Boy and Kyle Rittenhouse.
Why
are
you taking shots at Rittenhouse now?
No, I'm not. It's just, I mean, the makeup and the hairdo.
What does he got to do with this?
You know, tying it in because I'm hungry. There.
I would say that the phone calls were 70-30 me.
Yeah.
And the text line, 70-30 me.
Text line can...
Don't be mad. The text line's on your ass.
I'm going to block you guys.
I ain't going to lie. The text line's on you.
You know what? World's violent. No,
you
I'm
and your
kidding.
White privilege.
Yeah, I got white privilege, man. I'm wearing a Weird Al shirt. How much privilege do I have when I'm wearing a Weird Al Yankovic t-shirt? Jeez. No, I love the text line. You know what?
No, I love the. In all sincerity, I love the conversation. This is where people get something out of having these conversations.
Absolutely.
And I'm dead serious. Like, me and you are on opposing sides on this.
Yeah.
I think the majority of the text line is on my side. The majority of the callers ended up on my side. There are a couple that kind of agree with
you.
So
you're just basically saying everybody ended up on your side.
No, I'm just saying that.
Well, you got to make me feel like crap when I'm
leaving.
I'm going to go down and I'm going to hang my head and put my tail between my legs and go home and...
Don't do that at all, man.
Man, make me a sad panda.
You're just like a Vikings fan on a Sunday. You lost one tonight.
Hey, man.
Hey, but in all seriousness, thank you to all the people that text into the show. Thank you to the people that call into the show. That's why I'll repeat it again. That's what makes it fun. That's what makes it fun. Rod got me confused, though, at the very end.
Yeah.
I got to admit.
Come on, Rod. I have no idea where we're going.
Now I got to go back and look at Rod's text from earlier.
Yeah, but see, I think it's something about being an owner of the Packers and, like, watching them on Sunday.
He's a Packer fan? Rod is? Let's see. What's his number? We're going to block his number.
No. Now he's on your side.
I'm just joking. I'm just joking, Rod. Rod knows I'm just playing. He knows I'm just playing.
Oh, man.
I'm just playing. All right, we're back at it tomorrow night. Don't change the dial. 6 until 9.
Sad panda.
The Lake Show right here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Love y'all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.